Okay, I need this to blow up. I need this to blow the fuck up. That Wingstop right there, there is a man in there that just lost his job. His wife is still sitting in the car, all uncomposed because she just had a seizure. They're both African American. He lost his fucking job because he had to leave work to get his wife after a seizure. This is Wingstop here in Springfield, Missouri. And guys, blow this up. Boycott. There's nothing right with that. I heard that man on speaker with the owner of this place, and they called him the fucking N-word. Do you know how hard it was for me to compose myself? And that man, he did nothing. He didn't cuss the man out. I was about to. Like, so guys, please spread this. Like, pray for that man and hope that he gets a better job, because fuck Wingstop. Like, I'm not picking up DoorDash here anymore. DoorDashers, like, don't pick up from Wingstop. They're a bunch of racist ass people. He had a doctor's note in his hand. They just left the hospital and he had the doctor's note and they still fired him. He showed up for work and they fired him. Like, I'm so fumed. So guys, share it, like it. Just like, you can even, if you don't want me to get the credit for this, like, save the video. I'll have it so where you can save it and put it on your own TikTok and spread it. But damn it, this shit needs to stop. It's 2022. There's no more room for racist ass things. No. I mean, it's shitty that Missouri is one of those states where they can pretty much fire you for whatever and they don't have to hire you for whatever reason they find necessary. But the fact that the owner wanted to sit there and called him an N-word, he said, listen here, N-word, no, you don't talk to people like that. That will never be right again. No.